Harper One and Harper Audio present Her Daily Bread, inspired words and recipes to feast on all year long, by Kate Wood, read by Sarah Zimmerman. For my children, may you come to rely on Him as your daily bread. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/herdailybread. The enhancement contains the recipes mentioned in this book. It will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Introduction. Can I tell you a secret? Sometimes I get out of bed in the morning strictly for that first sip of coffee. I've long been a morning person, but motherhood has a way of making even the earliest of risers sneak out of bed before the sun comes up to capture a few minutes of solitude. When it's just me, the tea kettle, and a French press full of ground coffee beans, I can gently lure my mind and body to awaken, to ready themselves for the busy hours that are to come. For many years, I did little to prepare myself for the day at hand. After all, you'd be amazed at what a girl can do with concealer and a clean-ish pair of sweats. I was surviving, but not thriving. And it wasn't until after my second child was born that I realized I needed more than flavored coffee creamer and a fresh smear of deodorant to make it through the day successfully. I needed real connection with myself, with others, and with the Lord. I needed daily bread, a time spent feasting on the very presence of God Himself, even more than I needed a second or third sip of caffeine. My hunch is you do too. After a few years of dabbling in the kitchen, I found myself in a full-blown love affair with baking and began my food blog, Wood and Spoon, in hopes of becoming a cookbook author. Early on, I didn't anticipate the healing that would come with storytelling or the encouragement I'd receive from readers who identified with the words I was writing. Yet each week, I'd receive emails from women who appreciated my vulnerability and wanted to share experiences of their own with me. As they told me about their memories of meals from long ago and the ways they used my recipes to love the people in their corner of the world, it became evident to me that food is a uniting thing, connecting us to our past, our future, and all the people we bump into along the way. At the table, there's an invitation to serve, connect, and give deeply of ourselves. And as I slowly uncovered the wealth of love available to us simply through physical nourishment, I began to wonder how it was all tied to our spiritual nourishment as well. So began this book. Consider the coming months with this book an extended conversation with a friend. In these pages, I've included a year's worth of scripture passages, personal stories, and life lessons that I'm still wading through myself. I'm about 30-something years into my own narrative, and much of what I've learned in these recent chapters of my life as a woman, wife, mother, daughter, and friend is reflected in these pages. My prayer is that by reading about the joys, hardships, and experiences that have brought me this far in my story, you'll pause to reflect on your own. This is an invitation for us to bring our thoughts, questions, and desires to the table to share together. There are 365 entries in this book, 52 of which are recipes. Most of the entries are short devotionals about our relationship with God relative to themes like womanhood, motherhood, marriage, friendship, personal growth, and of course, food. Each week, there are 6 days of devotionals, and on the seventh, we'll pause for a recipe. A soup, a batch of muffins, or maybe even some crazy delicious ice cream sandwiches. That recipe day is like a Sabbath rest in the midst of a hectic schedule. And my hope is that you'll use it as an opportunity to connect with others in your own kitchen and participate in some much-needed rest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?